Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. Okay, so we've been following the different pieces of crime legislation arguments here in Cook County and the city of Chicago about whether or not the bail should be placed for some defendants, whether or not charges should be filed against others. Senate Republicans out of Springfield have come up with a package of crime-fighting bills, and one of the architects is on the phone line now, State Senator Steve McClure, a Republican of Jacksonville. Senator, welcome.
Thank you very much. I live in Springfield. I have an office in Jacksonville, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, how close is Jacksonville to Springfield?
About 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Not too bad. So do I owe you condolences? We were just talking about the Dodgers-Cardinals game.
You do, unfortunately. Yeah, that was a great game, though, I'll tell you what. It was fun to watch.
Well, Senator, it serves you right. You live in Illinois, after all. Get it straight.
Well, my grandpa was a diehard Cubs fan. My dad's a diehard Cardinals fan, so I'm kind of a mix between the two.
Tell me about this packet of legislative bills and what you think it will accomplish.
Well, obviously, all of us are trying to fight crime, at least the Senate Republicans are trying to fight crime. So the big piece of this is the Fund the Police Act, where it would create a $100 million amount of money to go for purchasing new equipment, to hire police officers. Basically, we want to target gang violence with this money as well, attack different aspects of what is happening with our communities. Another aspect of these bills is that it allows for counties to opt out of the bail reform acts that have been passed over the last several years, including in January, the one that was passed. If the county board wants to opt out of it, they can.
Now, you'd have to rewrite the law, obviously, for that to happen, right? Because with the new police reform, it's a statewide initiative.
It is. That's right. So we just have to have new provisions to say you can opt out of this. And that's what the bill does.
We're talking to State Senator Steve McClure. I want to get to that $100 million in grants. How would you decide who gets what there, Senator?
Well, like every grant, you've got to apply for it. And, you know, it needs to be needs-based. We have to see where the communities are that are being hit the hardest right now and what the needs are in those communities. And it's not just the violent crime in communities. We now are going to have a massive shortfall of police officers in our whole state. So whether a smaller community that disbanded their police force needs to now hire people and get a police force together, or we've got certain areas that are dealing with a tremendous amount of gang crimes, particularly shootings, they can apply for these grants, and then the money can be distributed based upon need those different...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Senator. We're talking to State Senator Steve McClure. One of the things that has gotten my attention around Illinois, and I should say I only know of two instances. One is in Aroma Park, which is in Kankakee County, and the other I think was in far southwestern Illinois, but small towns where police departments are disbanding altogether because they can't afford them. And one of the things they cite are body cameras and things like that. Are you seeing that elsewhere around the state?
We're seeing it everywhere. We're seeing a record number of sheriffs that say they're not going to run for re-election. And a lot of things that have passed recently have been just sort of to target police for no real reason. You talked about body cameras. One of the parts of this bill from January was that it does not allow for a police officer to review body camera footage before they make their police report.
Right.
So think about that for a minute. A lot of people don't remember what they say in a given moment or the exact words. So they review these the footage so that they get the police report correct and accurate. The fact that they can't review their body cam footage to get the police report perfectly correct as far as what was said and what was not said is just, it's mindlessly taking something away from law enforcement that is a tool for accuracy, a tool for the courts to use to make a ruling on evidence and everything else.
But Senator, do you agree that those departments should be buying and using body cameras?
I support body camera cameras being used? Absolutely. But they have to have funding to do so. And a lot of these departments are really hurting for funds right now.
Some of these provisions, I feel like, would play well in the city of Chicago. I don't know, given the politics, if it would. But particularly, I'm trying to find it now. Here we go. First-time conviction of aggravated discharge of a firearm would result in a mandatory 10-year sentence. I mean, as I recall here, Chicago politicians and certainly the police department saying the sentences have been too light for gun offenders, that they're right back on the street. Have you talked to Chicago Democratic legislators about this stuff?
I think everybody agrees that there's an issue with crime. I think there's a lot of apprehension from the Democrat caucus to address these issues, because internally there's generally been just an emphasis on releasing potentially dangerous people with no safeguards and no efforts to rehabilitate them or protect the public. So, you know, to be honest with you, a lot of what is happening right now with the crime policies, they're tone deaf to what is happening in our communities across the state. And it's ideological. It's not really based on facts on the ground or evidence. And I've presented certain cases. Well, look at what happened here. We should do this or that. It's just an ideology from some people on the other side of the aisle that does not believe that people should go to prison, and they do not believe that people should be taken away from their homes, even if they're extremely dangerous.
If I can speak for them indirectly, I think there's a middle ground in a way in that. You know, one of the things that we see here in the city of Chicago, and I'm sure in Springfield and elsewhere, are nonviolent offenders who get caught up in the legal system and then end up spiraling out of control. So as if, you know, I think part of this bail reform, the idea is rather than lock people up for a nonviolent offense that they cannot, just because they can't afford the bond, you know, we would let them go on an I bond in that case. I don't not quite understand. It seems to me like the populations would only grow because you'd have to let fewer people out. I think there's some well-intentioned people behind this too.
Well, you know, if you look at the bail aspects of it, I believe in bail reforms, and I believe that there can be things done like was done in the state of New Jersey, where it's not just sort of like, okay, we're just going to let you out. They allow for 24-hour GPS monitoring. They text people to be, you know, to let them know that the court is coming up, and they have enough staff to monitor these people that are released to make sure that they're not going to commit any new offenses. But in New Jersey, in Chicago, in New York, all of the studies indicate, except for one in Chicago, but that study was done by someone by people that are very much anti-bail advocates. But they all say that crime increases. The difference is by how much, based upon what is implemented after these reforms are enacted. But on the bail aspect of it, you know, one of the things it says is that you're not going to be able to hold a person in pretrial detention if they're accused of the crime of witness intimidation. Why would you not be able to hold somebody in jail if they're accused of committing witness intimidation? Think about the gang violence that we're experiencing right now across the entire state. One of the most difficult things to prosecute is a shooting involving gang members because people do not want to testify. Mm-hmm. Why on earth, if you're concerned about crime, if you're concerned about public safety, why on earth would you not allow a jail to hold a person if they're accused and you show by probable cause that there is evidence that they are doing this, of witness intimidation? It doesn't make any sense. And there's the list goes on with the bail, quote-unquote, reform package. So we're really not talking about nonviolent offenses. Some of them, they are nonviolent, and some of them we can have agreement on those situations. But things like robbery, things like burglary, things like arson, you can now no longer under any circumstances hold these people. They have to be released. So there isn't the option to make them post bail. There isn't the option to detain them without bail. They just have to be released. That is not what we're talking about. We're not talking about nonviolent people. We're talking about violent people. And they're releasing them with this come January of 2023. At the same time, we're seeing this massive spike in violent crime. And I guess from the Senate Republican perspective, we're trying to help these communities. We're trying to help the public who is in many cases, people are in fear in their own neighborhood, living in fear. And that's not right. And that's why we're putting forward our own proposals to try to combat this.
That's State Senator Steve McClure. Senator, I could talk to you all day. I got a lot more questions. You'll have to come back.
That sounds great.
I appreciate your time today. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to head into the newsroom and then take your calls. What do you think about this? 10 years for first-time gun offenders, 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Use of a stolen or illegally acquired firearm in the commission of offense, 10-year mandatory sentence. So we'll take your calls, 312-981-7200, after we hear from Lauren Lapka in the newsroom. WGN.